We are so thrilled you are all here. We've held this event in a smaller venue before, but the number of people and the amount of love that would like to be here for these particular honorees could fill a building much larger than this one. And so we're appreciative to the State Museum for making this space available and to all of you for joining us on what to me is the most important occasion, at least the most important recognition occasion that happens in Indiana these days. We'll begin with an invocation from Reverend David Markle, senior pastor at the Park Place Church of God.
Let us pray. Our Lord, your word calls us to outdo one another in showing honor. Today we have gathered to honor two of your worthy servants, Bill and Gloria Gaither. We rejoice in the song of our Savior that captured their hearts in their earliest days and has filled their lives with word put to music. We thank you for a word song sung with echoes of the finest literature, yet pronounced with a Hoosier twang. Poetry that captures the mind and fires the imagination, yet brimming with hard-won wisdom that grows from living close to the earth. Word that makes a family, builds a community, warms the heart with profound and practical love. Our Lord, while we rejoice in all that you've done with and through Bill and Gloria, today, more than that, we rejoice in who they are. Loving each other and loving your children openly, authentically, winsomely, warmly, investing themselves deeply in their family, in their hometown, in their home congregation, in their beloved university. We arise today to call them blessed. And may the Sachem Award, rightly bestowed this day on Bill and Gloria Gaither, redound to your glory, as do their lives. We pray, our Lord. Amen.
And now, please welcome another Hoosier treasure, another of the legacies, I hope it's fair to say, that the Gaithers have given to our state, Sandy Bay.
One of the many things that you have taught me is that every song isn't just a song, it's a story. And I fully remember the story behind this song. I was privileged to travel with Bill and Gloria as their backup singer for a number of years. And every once in a while, Bill would throw the ball to me and let me stand and sing my own songs. And it was like going to master class every night, watching the two of them work on stage. And one night, we were at a theater, and the crowds had dispersed, and then what they do, the stagehands were taking everything down, and just about that time, Gloria, Bill, and I were walking from the dressing room area across the stage to head to the bus. There was nothing left on the stage. All the people had gone. There was just that one work light on the stage. And we walked across, and Bill said, "The stage is there. Crowds are gone." And Gloria said, "That's good." And so over the next few weeks, Gloria began to craft a lyric in the way that only Gloria can. And out of that story, this song was born. The stage is there, the crowds are gone, the love we shared still lingers on. We sang and played, and we laughed and cried, and in our fumbling way, we tried to say what old hearts can know, and all too soon we had to go, and now There's no one to hear you, so hear me now.
How proud we are, Sandy. Welcome once again to an occasion unlike, I think, any other, that, at least in our state. It's not dissimilar in one sense. We are here to give an award and to bestow recognition. It's something that happens a lot in our society. It should. I was always fond of Alex Haley's admonition to us all. He said, find the good and praise it. Always a good rule. But the question that is begged is, what shall we praise? This gave rise, through an historical accident, the award we call the Sachem, created 40 years ago by a different governor with a different intent, and then lay dormant for a long time till he drew it to my attention. It also got my attention there was a bank account somewhere to support such a thing. But after some reflection, I asked its creator, Governor Ed Whitcomb, if he would mind if we reinvented this award, used those funds he had gathered for something a little different. He enthusiastically agreed. And so we have added to the many recognitions that Hoosiers give to each other, one that we hope is unique and makes a statement about what we value and the kind of people we are and the kind of people we value most. There are two very simple, I hope, clear criteria for this award, which is to be given at most once a year. The first is reasonably familiar, and that is excellence in the pursuit of one's life work, whatever that might be. Unquestioned, unimpeachable superiority in achievement and accomplishment. But I felt that was a good starting point, but far from enough. I can turn on my TV, it seems, almost any night now and find an awards presentation somewhere where people are being singled out for some achievement. And many of those people are not people I would want my children to emulate. They have not led lives that I consider nearly as admirable as their performance in their chosen field. And so through this Sachem, we attempt to say that here in Indiana, while we value excellence in achievement as much as any people, for us, the things you did in life are not as important as the way you led that life. Now, this presumes a conviction, and I hope it's more than personal. I hope it reflects what I believe to be the best of the Indiana tradition. And that conviction is that not all conduct is equal. Not all values are relative. Most Americans believe that a person who harms no one else should be free to do what he wants. But that is not the same as saying that one should do whatever he or she wants. Our fellow citizens are worthy of equal treatment under the laws. They are worthy of our equal respect as human beings and fellow children of God. But that does not mean that they are necessarily worthy of our equal admiration for the choices they make, the conduct they commit. So our conviction as Hoosiers is that while we may not be certain exactly which behaviors are best, exactly what is the nature of the good, we are certain that some behaviors are better than others. Some lives are more admirable than others. And that is the second standard to which I have tried to hold our selections for this award, and which I hope will pass on as long as there's a state called Indiana and people known as Hoosiers. And this is the hard part. Achievers are everywhere. Hoosiers doing great things every day. Business, public life, athletics and entertainment. It's not hard to think of people we'd like to single out on that ground. But much harder to ask oneself, who are the people who represent, who personify moral excellence, virtue, to use a term we don't hear often enough anymore. So I ask myself questions like, how did these people behave when tempted? How did they behave under pressure? How have they treated others? Especially, how have they treated others less fortunate than they? And what did they do with the blessings and gifts God gave them? To me, a sachem must be someone who meets these tests uniquely well. There isn't any doubt that the people we are here to honor personify these ideals. Think of the temptations that must have come their way to leave their roots in Alexandria, to translate their musical genius into material things and prosperity. Think of the fullness with which they have used their gifts and used them always to uplift and benefit others. In devising the concept, I never envisioned or imagined a joint award. But it's absolutely impossible for me to think of one Gaither without the other. First of all, their achievements have been mutual, fully mutual. And secondly, their partnership, their enduring marriage, to me, is one big part of the moral example that they have set and that qualifies them so perfectly for the award that we have conceived. The psalmist said, "Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy." Think of the new songs that our honorees have given to all of us, given back to God. Think how skillfully they have played at the pinnacle of their profession. And then shout with joy, as I have so many times, for the wonders they have given to the rest of us. It's been our practice to ask someone from the academic community in Indiana to speak briefly about what makes us different as a people, what we mean when we use the term Hoosier, what we value in the character of our fellow citizens. And we have the ideal, I think, spokesman for that topic today, and President Jim Edwards of Anderson. Mr. President.
Governor Daniels, I join with so many across our state and nation to celebrate and thank you for your attention to the small communities of in which so many of us live, to the avenues we take in our daily lives, and to the extraordinary values you have highlighted today in your remarks. And I thank you again for your visionary hope for Hoosiers, as you have once again defined what it means to collect ourselves together under this wonderful term. We thank you for that. We are honored in our community that you would look our way, and it's not a surprise to any of us that when you look our way, the shining stars make themselves known. Today, I'm truly honored to say a word or two about my dear and lifelong friends, the Gaithers. To be a Hoosier, you live among the people. And many of us in this room have been living with these good people who've chosen to live with us. We saw the house they put together shortly after their marriage, the house where they raised their children, the house where they gathered neighbors and friends to sing carols and to enjoy some really good coffee and soup at the Christmas season, and the house in which they still live. We saw their musical ideas take root down the hallway and then into the garage for the first warehouse, and then down to the A-frame and across the road into what is now a campus of activity with studios and order fulfillment and warehousing and gathering and planning stations, and then all the other things that have become an amazing enterprise. And we watched that happen. And we watched these folks, again, live among us, invite us to their heart and hearth, and welcome us into the things that mattered most to them. And we got the feeling that some of us were part of the things that mattered most to them. We know that their energy and their genius has touched Nashville, New York, Los Angeles, and London in many profound ways. And yet, by their choice, and I think with good sense, marked by this award, Governor, they chose to continue to be influenced by neighbors and friends. When folks came to Alexandria to visit with them and to do work in their state-of-the-art studios, they were often taken for breakfast to the bakery and down the street for a really good meal at the Highway Cafe or to other little truck stop-type places where Hoosiers gather quite regularly. And they were at home, welcomed, not singled out, just served. What a wonderful gift. I thought about some of the themes that make up Hoosiers and that are defined by these good people. Neighbor comes to mind. Neighbors are folks who are there and who pay attention to someone on the street who's missing meals and who needs milk delivered. And so not for a day, but for a week and weeks and months and even years, children have been fed. And some kids have been sent off to college by their tuition dollars to pursue an opportunity they never imagined because of their life circumstances. Our books of faith tell us we should visit the sick and those who are in prison. We sometimes take that figuratively as a wonderful metaphor for care. They have taken it literally. They have written notes week after week to persons whose lives were once good, who fell on hard times, and who needed to be cared about. And they have done that. When I think of the Gaithers, I think of artist and poet. The poetry that Gloria brought into Bill's life certainly enriched both of them. And the poetry which was in Bill's heart as a kid who just loved gospel music blossomed across these years. But the poetry was, it was attainable and understandable. The musical forms were simple enough for an average choir to sound pretty good and an average musician to sound pretty accomplished with these early songs of this prolific couple, writing more than 700 of them. Now later on, the musical forms got more complex, the ideas with more depth, just as life gets more complicated, they had to speak about it, and you know the results. They were well grounded in the classics, master's degrees in literature, Gloria, Steinbeck scholar, Bill paying attention, you know, and being the philosopher with and without degrees, and all of that reflected in their faith and in their music. When I think of the Gaithers, I think of spirit. A Hoosier value, we all know, is what is real. It's like art. We know it when we see it. The spirit of people who live among us day in and day out, that spirit is real. And we say to one another, don't we? Well, you know Bill and Gloria. Now, they are for real. And we say that with knowledge and reason. So I am with so many others who have benefited from the example of what it means to live in the love and the joy of life. We've experienced a little bit of it here in this wonderful space even this morning. How appropriate for two teachers to be in the midst of this wonderful sound of discovery. When we think of the Gaithers, we think of good citizens, Hoosiers whose hearts are also held in responsibility. What should I be doing for the common good? And we've seen that again and again. Good citizens live out of those beliefs and those values that have been well honed and expressed. And the Gaithers have been what I call givers. Now, Governor Daniels, I have to tell you that there's a certain sense most college presidents must develop if they're to survive with any effectiveness over the years. It is to know the difference between a giver and a taker. I believe I know the difference. I've never been able to turn a taker into a giver, but I have been able to be inspired by those who have been lifelong givers. They can't help themselves. It's their default. It's a part of their DNA. They just reach out and give. And we have all been so much the benefactors of their generosity. Generosity in so many ways, not the least of which is to give of themselves in relationships, in caring, in paying attention, in lifting up. They have been there in all of that. So, Governor Daniels, let me thank you for lifting up the special role the Gaithers have played in our state and nation. They help us to define Hoosier values around the commitments they have had all their lives and throughout their careers to be good neighbors, to speak a plain language and live the truth of it among those who know them as friends. They have given voice to our faith and trust in one another and in God. They are enriched in so many ways by those who have shared the journey with them, and they will tell you that it has made all the sense in the world to continue to be Hoosiers. And they have shared their talent in immense ways to enrich all of us on our journey. Thank you, Governor Daniels, for inviting me to make these few remarks with our dear friends in this honoring day when we celebrate Bill and Gloria Gaither.
I agree with Jim. If there's a sound more joyful than a Gaither song, it's the sound of children's voices. And I'd like to tell you that we choreographed that. But I think it was just another of the gifts God showers every day on Indiana. Thank you, Jim, very, very much for speaking. I hope that I explained adequately how precious and unique this award and this moment is to me, and I hope will become to our fellow citizens. I hope you have a sense how high we have tried to set the bar. People like Coach John Wooden, Jane Blaffer Owen, and Father Theodore Hesburgh. There will be years, I predict, when we won't be able to identify anybody who measures up to in the two dimensions that go into this choice as these people do, but no one, as long as this award lasts, will ever doubt that we chose well when we gave, as we now do, the Sachem Award jointly to two of Indiana's great treasures, Bill and Gloria Gaither.
The only thing I want to say, and then Bill can say what he wants, is I think Governor Daniels said we had chosen to stay in Indiana and take our advice from fellow Hoosiers. And I think that that is really true, and I don't think there is any more trustworthy advice or opinions or influence than the influence and advice and opinions of people who know you best on your block and in your town and at the bakery. We had a saying for years at our house, if it flies at the bakery, it'll fly around the world. And I think that's really true. I think sometimes, in our field at least, creators and artists are tempted to write for each other, to get their approval from other artists or just people in their field. And for us, we have felt that wasn't trustworthy, that the trustworthy opinions were the people who were living regular lives trying to take the philosophy you espouse and make it work on a daily basis. And so we did choose, for that reason, to stay in a tiny little town in the middle of the cornfields, out of 60 miles out of your way on the way to anywhere. If you come to Alexandria, you come on purpose. You don't just happen by. But we feel that the influences we get there help us keep our feet on the ground and keep our dreams dreamable. And it is an incredible delight today to be honored in this way. Somebody, I think in scripture, said a prophet is without honor in his own country, but that certainly has not been true of Indiana.
Governor, thank you. This is a little overwhelming, to be honest with you. We just started out to write a song, and there's an old pop song that said, "Look what they've done to my song, Mom." And a writer has to write, and you just write out of your heart, you just write out of your experiences, and it's important to you, but became overwhelming to us when we found it was important to some people outside our city limits, in our little town, then outside our county, and then outside our state, outside our country. We just got back from Europe and have 8,000 new Norwegians on their feet singing "Because He Lives" at the end of the concert, which is overwhelming. And singing it in Norwegian was quite overwhelming to us. And I have to say that a lot of it is because of Indiana, folks like you, and people who cared, and people who loved us when we were not really that lovable, and cared and nurtured us. It's really a nurturing state. And I hope that will always be the case. We are still teachers, and the sound was beautiful. And I hope we continue to keep feeding it to the next generation. A love of a God who can make a difference, Sandy, on Monday and Tuesday, when the lights are gone from the stage, and the crowd is gone, and we are there by ourselves. This is good, and we're very overwhelmed. And, thank you, Governor, thank the state, and especially thank you, our dear friends. I know how busy you all are, and you have a lot of things you could do today. But thanks for sharing this with us. And Sandy and Larnell, God bless you, and thanks for coming.
There's no other way to conclude our program than with a Gaither song, and there's no way to add anything to a Gaither song, so please welcome Sandy again and Larnell Harris at the conclusion of this number. We are adjourned.
Take this from an old boy from Kentucky. I'm not upset about Hoosiers here today. Don't worry, I've got shoes on, everyone's okay. But here is yet another little idea that was probably born in that bacon and has made it all the way around.
When we knew he was dead, in his fate he said, and we watched as his life ebbed away.
And we all stood around till the guards took him down. Joseph begged for his father that day.
And see at the grave.
Oh, I know how you feel. His death was so real. But please listen and hear.